Es un asunto en el que la sociedad civil siempre ha jugado un papel fundamental.
La sociedad civil.
Zivilgesellschaft.
Civil society.
The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast.
We want to bring new impetus to Europe's democracy. This is our joint responsibility. And democracy is more than voting in elections every 5 years. It is about having your voice heard. It's about having being able to participate in the way our society is built.
After months of negotiations, the new European Commission is about to set off on a new course under the leadership of their president, Ursula von der Leyen. In the president's own words, bringing new impetus to European democracy is at the heart of her political vision. However, the European Union already has a set of tools aimed at facilitating the democratic participation of its citizens. The most famous one goes under the name of the European Citizens Initiative, or ECI. The ECI was established by the Treaty of Lisbon on the 1st of December 2009 and entered into force in 2012. It's a participatory democracy instrument that allows citizens to ask the European Commission to pass legislation on issues which they believe to be important. Thanks to the ECI, Europeans can suggest concrete legal changes in any field where the European Commission has the power to propose legislation. Alberto Alemano is a Jean Monnet Professor of European Law at the HEC in Paris, a member of the advisory board of the European media network Vox Europe, and co-founder of the NGO The Good Lobby. He explains the origins of the ECI.
This instrument derives from the idea of petition, which is common to all constitutional traditions of liberal democracies, but in the European Union for the first time has been rendered transnational.
Indeed, to launch a European Citizens Initiative, it takes a citizens committee, and that means seven EU citizens living in at least seven different member states who are old enough to vote. Once an initiative gathers 1 million signatures in at least seven countries, the European Commission must decide whether or not to take action. Antonio Longo, member of the European Economic and Social Committee, is the author of one of the committee's opinions on the European Citizens Initiative. He's not very impressed with the results achieved so far.
Over the past 6 years, approximately 6.5 million citizens have signed a European Citizens Initiative. Until last year, approximately 37 had been presented and 10 are currently ongoing. However, only 3 have reached the threshold number of 1 million signatures. This shows that there is a problem. People start an ECI with a lot of enthusiasm, but there are little results in the end.
So why
did the ECI have a limited impact? Is the process of launching it too laborious? Professor Alemano.
There is this admissibility check, meaning that the committee of 7 citizens already need to know whether the European Union can actually take action on that particular policy field. Also, there is a further problem that once you have actually registered it, the validation has to occur at the member state level, not only at the European level. This obviously makes difficult to fulfill with requirements which are not only fully harmonized, so there are specific conditions which are still there country by country.
On top of that, the rules of the ECI impose strict time constraints when it comes to collecting the signatures. Once the Commission greenlights the ECI, the one-year countdown is triggered automatically. No chance for the promoters to start when they're ready. Also, the members of a citizens committee face the risk of civil or penal proceedings against them individually by entities which perceive their initiative as a threat to their interests. The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast. Over the past years, the EESC has pushed for the European Commission, the Council and the Parliament to change the regulations on the European Citizens Initiative. To do so, it established an ECI ad hoc group that focused on improving the instrument. As part of its efforts, the EESC published 2 opinions on the ECI. Thanks to these efforts, as of 2020, a new regulation on the ECI will apply. Antonio Longo.
With the new regulation, the Citizens Committee can choose the date when it starts to collect the signatures. More generally, the collection process has been simplified in many member states. and a common software made available to all citizens' committees. Moreover, the citizens' committee is now granted legal status, which should reduce the risk of individuals being directly involved in the legal proceedings. In the third place, citizens can benefit from an online collaborative platform aimed at providing key advice and information.
Everything good? Not really. Indeed, the new regulation falls short of solving the biggest problem of them all. That is, creating a binding mechanism for the European Commission to follow up on a successful ECI campaign with a legislative initiative.
The regulation improves the ECI, but the core problem is still the same. The Commission is not bound to, while replying positively, to do anything.
Back in 2012, Pablo Sanchez, campaign officer at the European Federation of Public Servers, was in charge of running the ECI campaign Right to Water, one of the few European citizen initiatives that managed to reach the threshold of 1 million signatures. The ECI asked the European Commission to do three things. First, to recognise, support and implement the human right to water as defined by the United Nations in 2010. Second, to stop any further push to liberalise the water sector. And finally, to promote the human right to water at the global level. Although it reached the necessary number of signatures, the Citizen Committee only obtained some recommendations and so-called soft measures through a communication, which is not legislation, but a kind of policy paper.
We were told that the Commission welcomes our initiative, but then they didn't follow suit. It has to be a political commitment that if you do get a positive response by the Commission and you have the threshold, the Commission has to pass a piece of legislation in the line that you demand.
Professor Alemano agrees.
When you look at all these features of the instruments, you clearly see that at the moment the ECI is not as citizen friendly as it should be. It has also been dissuading many citizens and NGOs from using it, and therefore it should be further reformed in the future.
The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast. Taking stock of the experience of the Right to Water campaign, the EESC has, however, made a concrete proposal to change the follow-up procedure. Antonio Longo explains.
We have made a really concrete proposal on this. Within a given time frame, the EC should be bound to provide concrete evidence on how it followed up on each single demand within a given European Citizens Initiative.
Nevertheless, with the ECI not fulfilling the democratic mission of the European Union, one might wonder whether the European institutions should develop another instrument to foster participatory democracy in the Union. For instance, Professor Alemano suggests that the three major institutions, the European Commission, the Council and the Parliament, should commit to creating an informal participatory framework aimed at injecting public input into their day-to-day operations. This informal framework could take the name and shape of a European Question Time. In its simplest form, the European Question Time might consist of an informal team from the three institutions charged with receiving and publicly discussing on a monthly basis pre-selected questions or proposals presented by European Union citizens.
That would allow the major input coming from citizens through those instruments, including the ECIs, to be discussed on a monthly basis by representatives of the Parliament, of the Commission and the Council, so that they could be exposed to the day-to-day problem that European citizens face all across Europe.
According to Professor Alemano, the introduction of a European Question Time could help solve the issue of EU literacy and make the EU participatory instruments such as the European Citizens Initiative more easily understandable. However, Mr. Longo is cautious.
As we know, changing the treaties and introducing new instruments implies lengthy and complicated procedures. That said, I think that the proposal of a European Question Time is interesting. I believe that one doesn't exclude the other. On the one hand, we need to strengthen the follow-up procedure within the European Citizens Initiative, and on the other, envisage an instrument that can foster debate. That would be a sign that the new European Commission is in listening mode.
To keep the discussion going, you can find the EESC opinion at our website www.eesc.europa.eu. This podcast is produced by Boule Media. It brings together institutional representatives from the EESC, thematic experts from the European media network Vox Europe, and representatives of organized civil society. The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast.